Parshas Tazri over here. The parsha starts over here with a very, very strange, setting. L'chura, we're dealing over here with parshas, with a parsha of Bris Milah. Bris Milah is a Dava Chasha B'Yaisa and Dava Shabbat Kedusha. And yet, the framework for the parsha is Tumah and Taira. It's smack in the Yonim of Tumah, both the beginning and the end over here. And it's something that requires an understanding of the setting of Bris Milah. The first parsha Bris is the Krisus Bris with Avraham Avinu. That can't stay around because Lamaisa, it's something which we know is a anything that was given in before Matan Torah has to repeat it after Matan Torah for it to be Chal. So we needed to repeat it again, the parsha. Now I understand that, but the reason why it is that we should have the parsha in middle of Tumah V'Taira, and that's the setting. It's between the end of Shemini, which deals with Tumah, Dvarim Tumeim and Tumas Nevela, Tumas Nida, Bris Milah, and Nigei Tzaras. So, I mean, the parashas Chamurois of Tumah V'Taira, Mechusei Kapara of Yeledes, the Metzaira, which is Shluach Yom Machnes, smack in the middle, you have the Inya Bris. It's kind of strange over here what the setting for that is. The Chazal over here, so we have two or three Chazal over here that are interesting. One is Chazal over here say, Heim ba'ovel chaylolti. It's a Medrash Rabbah over here, Perigadalad Piskehei. It says, Dovach Ishakis Azria. It says, what is the Mishakis Azria? That every person was born in sin. That's a pasuk, we say it in that I was created in sin, and my mother bore me with aveira. Rabacha ama, afilim yechotzer shebechasidim. Even if the person who's having a child would be the most righteous person, there's some Indian of Aveir over here. Rav Chaim Shavitz used to say always, it means the nekuda of pleasure that you have for yourself. So Chazal over here are telling us that Isha Kisa Zriya, there's an Inyan of the Heim Ba'am Chalti, that every Zriya is Bechet. In other words, the reason why the Pasuk starts, I assume the point of Chazal is that the Inyan of Tumah is there because in every Zriya there is going to be some sort of element of Chet. And that's where the Tumah comes from. That seems to be the Inyan of the Chazal over here. Abchia Baba says, Eina Isha Koletes Alacha Nidosa, or Besamuch, that every klita of Zera is close to the Zman Nida, and Bemela, there's the Inyan of Aveir in it. I assume. I'm drawing that inference, but that's the sense of what the Chazal is trying to say over here. It's sort of a Inyan of something which is an Aveira, and that's why it needs, that's why there's Tumas Yoledes and so on. That's my understanding of it. So we have a Chazal over here, a second Chazal that gives us the sense of Aveira that's within the context of Leda, and that's why there's Inyan of Tumas Leda. Another Chazal, next one, Zayin. Dova Acha, Ishuk Yisazriya, Ha'udich Siv, Ten Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmeina. It says in Koheles that give the Chelek for the seven and for the eight. very, very cryptic pasuk. Ten chelik l'shiva gam l'shmoina. Give a chelik for seven and a chelik for shmoina. What is that? Ten chelik l'shiva elu zayin yamei nida, v'gam l'shmoina elu chesim amila. So the 8 days of mila is keneged the 7 days of nida. Some people here would darshan that that's a reason why you have a bris mila on the 8th day is because you need Shabbos, so the 7th day. That the remez is. But Chazal don't say that over here. Chazal over here are talking about Zayin Yemei Nida keneged the Shmoneh Yemei Mila. My understanding is that the Zayin Yemei Nida are keneged the Shmoneh Yomim of Arelos. That the Zayin Yemei Nida, just like the Torah is preceded by a tkufa of nidus, so too the Yom HaMila is preceded by a tkufa of arlus. So Chazal here are making a parallel between the two inyanim, the inyan of the tumah that precedes nidus and the tumah that precedes arlus. Emila, it kind of makes sense that for a woman it's nida, and in other words, the main nida and the yom tayra. For men, it's arelus and the yom emila. That sort of would be a parallel that both halakim and the bria have the inyan of yemei tumah and a certain element of tayra. But trying to understand what exactly is the inyan of having this setting of bris dafke mitoich tumah is something that Bemis needs a hesbam. Let's take a look at the beginning of the parasha here. In Isha Kisazria, and Chazal over here give us a Havana and a Tfisa in understanding something about the order over here of the order of Dinyanim. Isha Kisazria, Haudech Siv Ocha Vekedem Sartani. It says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me frontwards and backwards. So, Amar Birchnan, Im zocha adam neichel shnei olamis olam hazav olam haba. If a person is zeicha, he's zeicha two worlds, this world and the world to come. Aurich siv ocher v'kadem satani. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me both ocher, which is the back side, which is the inferior side, the worse side, v'kedem and the front side, or the better one. V'im lav bo litein din v'cheshm. If not, he's ozit din v'cheshm, shnei otashas like kapecha, and so on. Rav Shlomo Nachman says, Ocha v'kedem is androgynous, Zocha nekeva, and so on and so forth. That is the introduction of Chazal to the parasha of Isha Kisazria. So you have over here, Chazal over here give us ke'ilu the akdoma to the inyan of Isha Kisazria, in the sense that there's a Ocha v'kerem satani, there's Shnei Olamis. Doesn't really say over here where that comes back to the Isha Kisazria. The end of it is, Geshem Shetzor Shodom Acha Behem Chai Vayifah, Kach Teirose Acha Behem Chai Vayifah. Orich Siv Zoyz Teirose HaBehema. So it says, the Teirose HaBehema first, the kosher and the Treif is Teiras Behema. That makes a lot of sense. The Simone Tumah and Simone Taira. And here Teiras Adam is afterwards. It's an extraordinary dimyan. Mela Behema, the entire Mos of a Behema, the entire Teira of Behema is summed up in this parasha. There's mine tahar and there's mine that's not tahar. That's pretty much what it's about. But as far as the behema goes, the only Torah about it is whether it's tamei or tahor, and that's it. Adam, yes, there's a din of tumas leida and bris milah if it's a zacha, but that's it. In other words, it's one random halacha out of many, many different ifanim of different inyanim that of tayag mitzvahs. So to put it down, that why does it say it over here? Because it's a kiyum of achav kedem satani. First you have the teres behema, and then you have teres adam. So mele of the parasha would be at the beginning of Vayikra, understand? So you say, okay, we're now about to do all the mitzvahs, or bifach chodesh zelachem, and then now you're going to have teres adam. Okay, but I mean this one halacha, this nekuda here, bal korchach that this nekuda in some way encapsulates teres adam. In the way that Teres Behema is not encapsulated, there's a jarring difference. There's in the contrast between the two inyanim, there's a avlota of what Teres Adam is that you don't have in Teres Behema. Let's try to understand it a little bit, and on the yichud of Teres Adam, that this parsha is be'etzim. It's called Torah Kula b'Nekudachas. In the Indian of Ochav Karam Satani, the Sfasemis says that it says Adam was created from Elyonim and Tachtonim. So the Sfasemis says, Gvaldik Deher, it means that Adam is the only Bria that's capable of deharing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sai Mikoyach Tachtoinim and Sai Mikoyach Elyoinim. Let's understand what that means. Let's understand the Nekud over here. Imagine a person who is Kuloi Ra. And the person loves Ra and adores Ra. He's a Ganev and a Gazlin, Miyomi Voldoi. I don't know if to say Miyomi Omid Aldaito is Shayachfit. But upon him, Miyomi Shaloy Omid Aldaito, the person is a Ganev and he's a Gazlin and a Reitzeach. And that's what he is. So, Adrabba, because the person is completely devoid of any semblance of Toiv, the person certainly has no hakara and no harocha for toiv. Person no shaychas to toiv. And that's a person who's ra. A person who's a kuloi tzaddik, he's toiv, and miyoyim ivoldoi, and miyoyim omdal daitoi, the person is kuloi shaykh to toiv. That person has a gevaldik hakara of toiv, but he has a gevaldik hakara of toiv mitzad the toiv itself. That's his akar. A person who was ra and became a bal tshuva, and it was the ra itself that it was nimas boy, that the person was became sick of the ra. The ra itself turned him off. So the person has a unique hakara of toiv that comes from ra itself. So a person who's about tshuva, the big sense of the word, the person's hakara comes from mikreach de ra also. That in the world of ra itself also, so the mashal, a person who was part of ra, and then came to realize how much the ra eats up all those that are part of it, and the person began to realize that ra destroys itself. The person has a kar of toiv mikoyach de ra. He might still be a grubber jung. So you have a person who has a very tough nature, and the person himself was born into a world, his natural world was crime and so on. he saw things that so traumatized him, he lived through things and was the brunt of attack, that he moved away from it. But his teva is still ra, and it's still mikoyach, it's mikoyach, the despising ra, that he understands type, that the other world must be a good world, but it's not that he's betzem shayach to it. Those are two different hakaras of type. One mitzad a person that has in himself the netiyah of Toiv, the neshama of Toiv, and he can relate to Toiv as such. One who doesn't, but he's so nimas from Ra, that he says, Bal Karchach, there's no Ra, there must be Toiv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the world between Al-Yoinim and Tachtoinim. In Al-Yoinim, the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies mitzad the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Tachtoinim, like it says, the Mayim Tachtoinim will cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in the wretchedness of being Tachtoinim. In the Bchi of Tachtoinim, the person lies in himself a hatred of the Richuk. So Tachtoinim anivroim, that the Hakara of Toiv comes only mikoyach debchia, that they're meruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like, let's give a mashal. A person who's living a meaningless life and he's very depressed, it doesn't mean necessarily that he has a be'etzem ashaychus to meaning. He hasn't found meaning, and sometimes he just stays in his depression, or worse, because all he knows is that this is not good. So the Hakara of Tachtoinim, of the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in the being Sholel, the Tachtoinim, that's not. But they don't be'etzem have a kshayches to being kosher to the toiv that's in Elyonim. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a split, and there's Elyonim and Tachtoinim, each one has in itself one side of Akar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in him both Elyonim and Tachtoinim. He gave him a guf and a neshama. It's not only a question of toiv and ra, It's two different thesis, two different understandings. And a person has in himself both understandings. An understanding, a gufnistic understanding, where his toif is things mitzad guf, and the hair that tachtoinim have in the bria. And a person has a tfis of elyonim, that an elyonic understanding, that's a very different understanding. Let's give a mashal, a very strange mashal, but it just helps us understand what it means, two different thesis. There are certain anhagas, there are certain inyanim mashal in Torah, that Shulchan Aruch says one thing, that Arizal says something else. The Balatanya was famous that he wrote a Shulchan Aruch with Piskei Halachos, a very, 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 very chashuv sefer, and he wrote Sfarim al pi derech hanista, and he wrote differently in his siddur. He writes different. And they asked him once, so which is the right psak? Or they asked him the stira. They asked him the stira, and he said, in Shulchan Aruch I wrote psaktik, and in the siddur I wrote the kabbaladik. It's two different thesis. One has a certain group of kalim that work with it, and that's the kalim of what we would call seichel and so on. And the second one works with a different type of vinyan. And what to do lemaisa 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 is one nekuda, but mitzad the teirah shavoy. These are two different tefisas, and one tefisa comes mitzad tachtoinim, one comes mitzad elyonim. Which one is mechayev a person? Our Masoros is the Tachtoinim, is the halacha. But it's two tefisas, and both of them are coming from two different strata of what Tzuras Adam is. The Sfasemis says, Ato Reisul Adas, Kashem Alekim, the Hareisul Adas Re'ia is a physical inyan, and Yediyah is a pneumistic inyan. Even the Re'ia, there was the inyanim that we saw, we didn't see. It's just that the Tfisa Mitzat Tachtonim needs to be Re'iyadik, it needs to have Mahalchei Seichel, or what we would call Das, in other words, the lower level Das, the Tfisa of the input of the senses. And then there's a Pneumistic Tfisa, which is Das. And Adam and Klal Yisrael, of all of Tzuras Adam, is Adam Be'etzim, in the sense that the person has both Tfisas in himself. What's important to understand is that the Nekuda of what a person is supposed to be Tofis is from both ends of it. The Shleimus of Adam, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, that the world of Nivroyim, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Nivroyim, is Sai Tachtoinim and Sai Elyoinim. So B'meila Adam needed Adam himself to be Mashlim, his Mitzias, needs to have a Tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has in itself the Tam of the Dveikus of Elyoinim and the Bechi of Tachtoinim on how difficult that Matziv is. And seeing both together is a Shleimus of Tfisa. The Har Esel Adas of Adam is a Tachus Abriya. And it's something that Tachtoinim don't have, because Tachtoinim don't have a Tfisa and a Saga in what it means to be what it means to be Ruchnistik. And El Yoinim don't have it, because they don't have the Tfisa of what it means to be meruchik, and the sense of being depressed by being meruchik. The two together, the stereo vision of the two together is unique. It's Tzuras Adam, and that's the emes as far as we can understand it. If we take a look at the Bria of Adam, then you understand that's the Tzura, and that's what Chazal are trying to paint for us. That's what Chazal are trying to describe for us in the parasha. Adam is born in the context of Chet. It's incredible. We could understand that a person should be, you could mess up everything, but our understanding of the Bria of Adam should be that it would come about through a Maisa that Be'etzim is kol kula, it's like fasting Yom Kippur. A person could do Averis also. But Chazal tell us there's no such thing. Ein kishu elu midas. Hein bechet yecham asani imi. The father of David, it says he's one of four people that didn't have Averis, that he was a tzadik gomer, and he had no chet. And David says that's the Bria itself. That's the Metzias of the Bria. That a person needs to be born within the context of Chet and of it. The person is born Samuch to Yimei Nidasa, within the context of Nida. That's where Adam is born. And the answer is because we need to incorporate within the Tzuras Adam both Chalokim. A person has the Chelek of his self that comes from Chet, and avoiding that is going to be Toyim the Tam Richuk, and to be Maka Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Bechi of Richuk. And then there's going to be the chelik that can be maka kadosh baruch hu mitzat toiv. When Chazal say 10 chelek l'shiva to chelek l'shmeina. In other words, 10 chelek means there's a part of yourself that is that zayin yemei nidus and ches yemei arelus are in yonim of a person's they are part of a person. It needs to be part of a person. In the piyut Yamli Abasha, we say umibeten heman nimoylam l'shimcha l'shmecha. The Kal Yisrael from the beten ha'aim on nimol l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not accurate. We wait 8 days. I mean, the he's building on a pasuk. Amusim mine beten. I mean, he's trying to say something. What he's saying is mitzad the bris milah. The bris milah needs to be done as soon as possible. In other words, be'etzem, the krisas bris is something that comes that should be immediate, and because the point that we're making at doing it at such a young age is that they want it to be konos lebris before anything, but it's something which happens only once you incorporate the 8 days of Arelus. So the mibeten l'shimcha nimoylim is correct. That mitzad the bris milah, the point is to do it as soon as possible. We're trying to be matnas yule bris immediately, but the prerequisite is to give him also yemei arelus. It's it's right mitzad that and mitzad the need to bring arelus. You need to have 8 days. If you take a look at it. Bemis, it's the entire tkufa of a person. We're born with Yetzirah. The only shayla in the Gemara is that Yetzirah there while you're still in the mother's womb or as soon as you go out. Well, Yetzirah is chal on a person immediately. Yetzirah is not chal till he's ben yudgimel, and that's actually when he becomes a ben das. If we're going to use the Sfasemis's distinction between Riyah and Das. So, how does that work? We start. So, why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu manashah? If we're here to worship, to do Avodas Hashem, at least start us off equal. We start off with a big leg. 13 years of just Yetzirah makes it very hard for the Yetzirah to catch up. Big head start. So why do we have that? 13 years, and then I don't know. It's mashmah the Yetzirah could have even been from the mother's womb, except the Gemara says technically he'd be try to break out. So we need to do it later, but it's there. So the answer is the 10 chelik l'shiva, the guf ha'adam, the chet yach masanimi has to precede the person, because the etzem bria of a person is the achav ekadam tzatani. It's very interesting. Talking about that the mila itself is chal on the person at Suras Adam Val Yoinim. It's interesting. The Chazal bring vikuach between Turnus Rufus and Rav Akiva, one of the vikuchim, about which is superior, Ma'is Adam, Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are obviously, those type of questions are tricky, and if you answer Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, so what about make a bris milah? Why is it that a bris milah you make? And he gave an example with chitin and so on, and that you make gluskas, which is better. Gluskas is better, chitin is better, and so on. The question is, well, what's the answer? I mean, he gave a mashal, but the answer is not clear what it is. And I think the nekuda is, since the tachlis of the bris is to be, since the tachlis of the bris is to bring into the person the tzuras adam of al yoinim, the tzuras adam that gets mikoyach the tfisa of al yoinim dik, of being doima, of being tzalim alakim. So just like the Ramchal says that Adam needs to earn his own schar, because the only way a person will be doima takarish brachu kaviyachol is if he is quote unquote self-made. The ultimate doima takarish brachu, the dmus kainai, is to make yourself. So it's impossible for Adam, but the dimyan to it is that the schar that we have, we earned our stature in Suras Adam, of because we had Bechira, is so to speak self-made. That's what Ramchal says. Doima to that is the inyan of our being machnis ourselves libris. We machnis ourselves libris means that the tzur, that chelik of us, that's doimet al yoinim, which means for us it's doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, is the tzelem alakim. That's something that happened bedafka by ourselves. It's because in that area we need to be doimet kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that it should be done in an oifen of self-made. Al kaponim, it's also the pshat in the Malachim. It says when they were fighting over Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Do you have a Yitzhar? Do you have a father? Do you have a mother?" All of those mishalim. The answer is because Torah, since Torah comes in two levels, nigla nista, the chelik that's there to struggle with what's in the olam of guf, and to the Hera Kodesh Baruch Hu from that, and the chelik, the tfis of the world of Ruchnius, both of them are in Torah. Only the Nivroim that are shayach to both worlds are shayach to Torah. So it wasn't just telling him you don't need it, it's a waste of time, there's nothing in Torah. Of course there's something in Torah. The vast majority of Torah is the Ein Sefer Torah lies in the Pnimius of Torah. But Torah is both together. It's you know, like we said, like the Rebbe Mechaya, that the Luchas, you know, Mizeo Mizeim Ksuvim. Both sides are Torah. And unless you have a Tfisa in both sides, you don't have Torah. In understanding this Nekuda in every person's personal life, you know, if everybody, even the best of the best, goes through a tkuf of nairus. Yaldus, nairus, and a person always looks back. You find gedolim say, you know, ma'is nairus hoyabi, the nairus hoysabi. The fact that it's called tkuf as nairus, bimei charfi, and it's not always written as a compliment. May Harfe, I said this and this, but then afterwards I was a scharet. There's a person's development always comes with a backdrop of deficiency, and sometimes quite severe. That's and it's like that. Every person starts within the framework of chet, hemechet yosanimi. Every person starts within the framework of Nida, Samach Timei Nidasa. Every person comes to this world and there's Tumas Leda surrounding him. Every Adam starts with Yimei Nairus and Yimei Katnus, and he's not a Bardas. And if he's not a Bardas, he has the status of a Shaita. So every person starts their life as a Shaita. And it sort of leaves a mark on us as if we never ever were able to realize our full potential because we were at some point shaitim, arelim. There's a lack. And the answer is there is a tfisa that a person has in the Toiv of Ruchnius that comes from the Mo'us that the person was Nimas in the not Ruchnius, as sharp and as important for his Tfisa as the Tfisa of Toiv that comes mitzad the Toiv, the Tzad himself, that there has the Toiv. In other words, a person whose neshama wants to learn, and when he's learning, he likes to learn, and he's into it, and he's good. But when he's in a gufnistika mode, his guf is so shailed on him that he's a balbulmus. That he has that he has no shayles. He's still lacking. It's not a shalomistika tfisa. As the guf itself is misboinen. In other words, a person is misboinen with gufnis to kekelim, and is misrachik and understands that this the world that he's of arelus, of shaita, that he's in, is be'etzim quite mos. That's the maximum you can understand with that. And the chelik in him that is ruchniistik develops its tshuka for toiv and its aruch for toiv. That's a shlemus of tfisa that you don't have in either one. It's a tremendous chizik for us to understand that the tkufis that were wasted maybe, but the wasting itself culminated in an extraordinary, clear and realistic understanding of why that it's worth nothing, of why it's something that is that is it has the tsar of being rochik from anything worthwhile, and a person develops in himself the tshuka for toiv mitzadas koiches al yoinim. So then we have the shleimus suras adam. It's exactly the Chazal say we have the teiras behema listed, and the Teiras Adam listed. Yes, Teiras Behema is one Teira. Is the Guf born Tohar or Tomei? Is it have Simonim, not have Simonim? And that's the entirety of Teiras Behema. Teiras Adam, in its most encapsulated form, is the Meituma and the bris together. It's the Ochav Kedem Sartoni. That's Adam is koil himself Simoni Tuma and Simoni Taira. And that's the complexity of Adam. And so there's a Zelum Aser of the Teiras Adam and the Teiras and the Teiras Behema. Teiras Behema is either or mitzad guf, and that's it. Adam is both the ten chelak l'shiva and the chelik shmoina. It's something as we're drawing to the end of his man, and in every tkuf itself, that person has many tkufis that sometimes were less than desirable, and the person, but if the person is toyim in it, the tam of, if those tkufis only served to accentuate to the person how bad being berichuk is, and the person internalizes it, so then the person really, in a certain sense, has been, that's part of Shleimus Adam. Shleimus Adam is the two tfisas together, because Tzuras Adam is al yonim tachtoinim, Tzuras Adam is the ochav ekedem tzartan.